Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. What an amazing conversation we got. We're live from the coronavirus studios in Quarantine Central. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea because we go deeper. That's right, folks. We go deeper. We're not woke here. I've lost friends over my beliefs. Folks, you can actually love your children, but don't condone them being a giraffe if they think you're a giraffe. I want to get into this because not many people realize this. Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch, I think it was in 2008, was bought out by a Belgium company. It's Belgium owned now. And I guess the rumor is that the marketing department didn't really say what they were doing, and the people at the top are kind of pissy because they've lost $5 billion. There's many places that are not going to sell Budweiser. Not like, well, if they retract the can and then, you know, they make, we're sorry, we messed up, it's not Halloween, you know, they're done, period. Trump was in Indianapolis at the NRA convention. I had people that went. I wanted to go, but so much to do, so little time. But Biden's gun control agenda and weaponizing the government against the people, that's going to end under Trump. You know, Gingrich, we don't want to be the anti-Biden party. We're the pro-America party. We stand with America. You know, I'm not saying that because I want to get into that because there's a lot of things I want to talk about. New Jersey Shore Town builds cross-shaped pier to express its Christian mission. Joe Biden's top three graphes and awkward moment. This one is in Ireland. Go lick the world. What? My wife said, no, did he say what I think? He just said, yeah, he said, go lick the world. Yes, he did. Oh, you go to these other countries. Go to the, like the other countries, like FR2 and like Ireland, and listen to them. It's, they are laughing at Biden. They're laughing at us, like, what the heck? I mean, there were countries that can't believe that America didn't stand up to overturn the election like it should have been. There are many countries that know Trump won. Biden directs inactive to protect sensitive information after mishandling classified documents. Yeah, I'm going to do an initiative to protect classified sensitive documents, even though I screwed them up because, Trump, I'm the press secretary. I want to comment. Trump put those documents in Biden's garage. Yeah, it was Trump's fault, you know, just like the gas price and the Ukraine exit. Yeah, when we got out of Ukraine and we screwed that up and billions of dollars of weapons and ammunition and planes and all that stuff that are there. Yeah, that was Trump's fault. Yeah, Trump left them there. Budweiser, a.k.a. Bud Light, is set to sponsor the NFL draft, admit Dylan Mulvaney controversy. Are you kidding me? They're going in the toilet. And only 22% of people say Joe Biden's America is headed in the right direction. How anyone thinks it's going in the right direction? Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, I'm Tara Lee Cobble of the Bible Recap Podcast and Book. And today, you and I get to talk about Psalm 24:1. It says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. These are the words of King David, and even as king, he remembers that he is not in charge. God is the owner of everything. We live in his kingdom where he is on the throne. David refers to him as the Lord, and this word Lord can also be translated as the self-existent one or the eternal one. To be self-existent means no one made God. He existed without us. He doesn't depend on us. He doesn't need us for his existence or his joy. And yet, he created us out of the overflow of his love. You exist because of God's love. How comforting is that, to know that the eternal king of the universe created you for love. You set his heart on you. He has chosen you to be his forever. We belong to him, according to this verse. I'll be honest, as a single person, the thought of belonging to someone can sometimes be scary for me. Because what if they're not trustworthy? What if their heart is unkind? And that's why belonging to the Lord is such a great comfort. He has proven his love consistently throughout the pages of his word. When you read scripture and see the overall meta-narrative, you'll see a through line of his long-suffering love and pursuit of his people despite all their sin. God has set his heart on you. Do you believe it? If you don't, make it your aim to get to know more about who he is. You'll do that by reading the whole Bible. And if you haven't read the whole Bible, start today. Find a whole Bible plan in this app. And if you have read the whole Bible, have you looked for him when you read it? His character, his personality, what he loves and what he hates, and what motivates him to do what he does? Where do you mistrust his heart today? Ask him to reveal himself to you in the pages of his word. And while Jesus' death and resurrection is the most significant evidence of God's love for you, he delights to show his love for you repeatedly in different ways. So I'm asking him to do that for you today, to show up in ways that are Laura-specific and Omar-specific and Miguel-specific and Tyshan-specific. Whatever your name is, he knows you. He sees you. He owns you. He loves you. And he's where the joy is.
Hi, I'm Tara Lee.
Yeah, hit the replay on that. But that think about that as you're going through your day today. I mean, really do think about that. You know, and that's what this world is falling apart. It really is. I have pastor friends that are posting marked safe from a beer can, from being offended by a beer can or whatever. I don't know. I'm like, and you call yourself a Christian? Are you kidding me? I guess the latest is the marketing department didn't tell the upper brass they were doing this, and they're kind of pissed. I don't know, but when you read the letter from the CEO of Budweiser, you don't care. He's like, whatever. You know, it's not like they're going to... Sorry, the people... I don't drink, so I don't have to worry, but I know the people that don't... that drank Budweiser... They know the companies, that they know the beers that are under the Budweiser label, and they're never going to drink them again. Corona is an Anheuser-Busch product. So is Bass beer. There's a ton of them. And there's a lot of, okay, yeah, Budweiser's not sponsoring my tour. I don't support this. See, there's a difference, folks. You can love your children. But you can say, I don't condone you being gay. I don't condone you being lesbian. I don't condone you thinking you're a chimpanzee. Folks, I'll put it like this. If a 70-pound girl comes into your emergency room or doctor's office and says, I weigh 500 pounds, I know I do. I want to have liposuction. Are you going to give her liposuction? She's 70 pounds, but she believes she's 550 pounds. No, she's suffering from anorexic. She's got like anorexia or anorexia nervosa, bulimia. No, you're going to treat her. You're not going to give her liposuction. Wait a minute. That's bullcrap. She thinks, I don't know one person that would stand up and say, she's 500. No, she's not. Just because she believes she's 500 some pounds doesn't mean she is. Because she thinks she's fat doesn't mean she is. Just because you think you're a chick doesn't make you a chick. I want Trump so bad to come out as transgender so he can be the first female president. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, heck, think about it. The NCAA Swimmer of the Year, a biological male, the women's NCAA Swimmer of the Year, the women's Swimmer of the Year, a biological male. The number one female in the White House administration is a biological male. There was some, like, women's lifetime award or something at the Golden Globes. It went to a biological male. It was a woman's, like, lifetime achievement thing or something. Or, like, the woman of the year at the Globes. There's some female award that went to a biological male. All these awards that are going to biological males. And where are the women? Why aren't they outraged? Why aren't women outraged? Why aren't the liberal feminists outraged that men are taking awards that should go to them? They're males. Sorry, folks. I hate when it's like, I was so excited. I'm like, wow, a woman gives birth? No. It was a man gives birth. I'm like, all right. Whoa. It was a biological female who kept her, had like the sex change, but kept her uterus. And they basically like in vitro fertilized her through like a needle and impregnated her that way, and then they would C-section to get the baby out. So it wasn't a man. It was a biological female because she had a uterus. And that just, that's what I hate when they have like biological males whose claim they're women, and then you get biological women who claim they're men, and then this is the third man in history to get pregnant. A man can't get pregnant. You're not a man because you claim you're not 500 pounds because you claim you're 500 pounds. You're not 500 pounds just because you think you are. But apparently, women are women if they call themselves a woman. So if I say I'm a woman, I'm magically a woman. Okay, well then, I think hospitals, if a person comes in there that's 70 pounds and they claim they're 500 pounds and they want to have liposuction, you should be forced to do it. Even though you're going to probably kill the person because they're bulimic, they got anorexia nervosa, and you're going to kill them, but whatever. I mean, what's the difference? There is no difference. That 70-pound woman who has anorexia and bulimia is not 500 pounds, just like that woman is not a man, just because she dresses like one. Just because I'm a woman and I say I'm a man, you're a biological female that gave birth. You just claim to be a man. You're pretending. You don't have to pretend. The fact that Anheuser-Busch lost $5 billion. That speaks volumes that people don't support this trans ideology crap. Or be whatever you want to be. I can be anything I want to be unless I can be anything I want to be until I go up to a black person and say I identify as a black man. Oh, then they lose it. See, what people don't realize is the first slave owner in America was a biological man who is black. Yeah, they didn't have trans. Yeah, they didn't have biological stuff back. Man, you were all male or female. Folks, but back in the day, it was a black that was the very first slave owner. But you, why can't I? Like, Pierce Morgan said, why can't I identify as a black lesbian? I mean, you basically tell me I can be anything on planet Earth. I could be a blade of grass, if I can identify as a blade of grass. But as soon as I say I'm going to identify as a black person, how dare you? Sorry, there are black people out there that actually don't fit the narrative. They actually want to get ahead in life. They want to get out of the projects. They want to get out of Section 8 housing. They want to better themselves. They're not Democrat supporting free you know, food stamp people. They're actually Trump-supporting conservatives that care about this country and realize that a black man was the first slave owner in America, and I never was a slave, and you never owned a slave. So that's what really gets me when these people like, oh, I need reparations. Well, I have Jewish in me, so I have Hasidic Jew in me, so I should be owed billions. Martin Luther King didn't want reparations. He wanted equality. He wanted to live in a world where all men could be created equal. There he is. I'm waiting for them to say that speech is sexist because he said all men are created equal. man. See, there was a time when man referred to human beings as mankind, as in males and females on this planet, the two genders God gave you, us. No, they lost $5 billion because people don't want this woke ideology. They don't want this crap. They keep shoving this woke crap down our throats and people don't want it. People don't want their kids being read to by strippers. Transgender, cross-dresser people. They've never heard anyone, okay, whatever. That's not something a young kid should be exposed to. They're not old enough to drive because you got to have cognitive skills and decision-making and this and that. You can't just drive your car. You got to drive every car around you. I drive car lots. I seriously do because I assume every car could move or jump in some weird way. I drive like Miss Daisy. My wife can't stand it because I drive so slow. But that's just me. But here's my point, folks. You got to have, okay, what did they say? Oh, yeah, I've talked about this many times on the program. Dave Gerlitz was a Harrison Ford lookalike spearheading a new ad campaign when the dangers of smoking were coming real in early 80s. And the R.J. Reynolds tobacco people came over and goes, you still smoke that? Bleep. Yeah. How come you guys from R.J. Reynolds don't smoke? Oh, we don't smoke it. We just sell it. We reserve the right to smoke for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. And he was understanding that it was 12, 13, 14-year-old boys. They were trying to get 5,000 new kids smoking to replace those that quit or died. Because at that age, they won't comprehend tobacco, nicotine, addictive, dangerous, deadly. You got to get them before they know it. You're not going to have enough true smokers to keep tobacco companies going. If by the time you're 21, if you haven't smoked, you're not probably going to. Because you know it's dangerous and deadly, and it's not safe. That's why you have to learn responsibility. That's why you don't drink until you're 21. And some don't drink at all. But, you have all these age limits, but a six-year-old, when we've confused a six-year-old and it thinks it's a boy when it's a girl, it should be allowed to get all, it should be allowed to make a decision whether it wants to have hormone therapy. That's, folks, it don't make sense, but there are people that support. How dare you if this kid, when he's 6 years old and he wants to have hormone therapy so he can be the girl he's always wanted to be, even though he was just convinced of it 2 days ago by a transgender person reading a book to him in a library. How dare you? Well, then I think, okay, if you're going to allow that, then I think there should be no drinking age. There should be no age restrictions for alcohol, tobacco, driving, voting, whatever. If you're 2 years old, and you want to get behind the wheel, go right ahead. What the heck? Now, I think if you want to have like the hormone therapy, okay, you're going to go through like 6 months or a year of stuff. You're going to get with doctors and psychiatrists, and they're going to break down, is this truly who you are? Are you truly this person? Or is this a fad? Like I said, look at those photos from the 1980s. Man, that girl had so much aquanet in her hair, man. You put a mask in that thing, man, she looked like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial. Oh, but guess what, folks? You're going to be... people are going to be laughed at. There's the greatest gift in the whole wide world that just walked in the studio. But anyways, it's $5 billion loss by a Belgium Anheuser-Busch company proves what this country wants. We don't want this wokeism. We don't want this crap. We put our money where our mouth is. And like I said, if you think it's okay for a six-year-old to have, like, hormone therapy and all this crap, guess what, folks? Then let's get rid of all the age restrictions like I was talking about like 2 minutes ago. If a two-year-old wants to drive, why not let him? If a six-year-old wants a shot of beer, whatever, get it. I mean, why have restrictions? I mean, heck. No, we have restrictions because you need to have cognitive thinking. I mean, when I go by a car lot, I drive all those cars that are parked. I drive every car around me because who knows when someone's going to pull out in front of me or do something stupid. That's what I do, folks. We have cognitive thinking. By the time you're 21 years of age, if you haven't started smoking, you probably never will. That's why for the longest time, they targeted young kids who don't know any better. Because by the time they get hooked, too late. What? This is deadly? I didn't know that. Yeah, I miss a good Lucky Strike because Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. LF, MM, yep. Lucky Strike, LF.
Mail?
No, I never got it.
You never got the mail.
But anywho, 1 second, folks. Just 1 second, folks.
Okay.
But, folks, we're putting our money where our mouth is. And people...
You did see about the patriotic one with the high sales now. And Budweiser did.
Well, it's not going to change anything. There's a lot of companies that have severed ties with Budweiser, period.
Right.
So, it's not going to matter. But like I said... Like I was talking about to a guy, and I was talking about this earlier, a 70-pound girl is not going to go into the emergency room and say, hey, I weigh 550 pounds. I want to have liposuction. You're not going to do it. Why? Because just because she says she's 550 pounds doesn't mean she is. Just because my wife thinks she's a boy doesn't mean she is. Just because I think I'm a girl doesn't mean I'm a girl. That's why I hate when they have this man gave birth, and then when you look, it's a biological female with all female parts who just thinks they're a man and dresses like one. Yeah, we used to call that Halloween. Remember that, when you would pretend to be something and you would dress up for one night? Not today. But the Christians come out in force, and they put their money where their mouth is, and most of the Christians don't drink anyways, but the ones that do... Guess what? Bye-bye. A New Jersey shore town builds cross-shaped pier to express its Christian mission. Oh, yeah, and the leftists, they're...
Well,
they have
taken pictures of Jesus. They are putting them military places. Biden is kicking the priests out.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Of army bases. And Pete Buttigieg has come and said, roads are racist. We're dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you think about it, though. Yeah, at the VA, if I'm a Catholic and I want to have my last rites given to me by a priest, it can't happen. And he's supposedly a Catholic. But then he denounced Catholicism. He denounced Christianity when he supported abortion. Folks, I get flack for this all the time, but okay, I can like my kid. I can love my kid, but I don't condone my kid being gay or lesbian or trans. You can love your kids, but you can, yeah, I love you. I always love you because you're my biological child, but I'm not going to support you. I don't condone you being trans. I don't condone you. If why do you think you're a pine cone? Go ahead. Then you shouldn't need a doctor. My dad might as well call himself a pine cone. My dad is not, pray for him. He's not doing well, and I'm fine. You know, I at least probably, my wife could admit to this, I'd probably go the opposite extreme. Like, I'd rather go and it's nothing than not at all.
You don't go on everybody's thing, though.
No, but if it's... But the problem I have, like when I was laid up with my muscle tear, I wanted to do everything. And, like, I should have just sat down and said, honey, I need help. But I was... But as men, I just wanted to, I got that man in me, like, I got to do this. When I should have just, there's times where I tried to do stuff, and my wife would end up having to come in, and I felt bad, but I'm like, because I made stupid mistakes. We learn. That's how we learn.
You do things, and I didn't even know that you were doing them.
And my wife is about to strangle me. See, I'm a genius, because you learn by making mistakes. So, heck, I guess I'm a genius because I make all kinds of mistakes, but you learn from them. It's just nice to see this country standing up for, hey, we don't want this crap. We're putting our money where our mouth is. I mean, like, my wife probably didn't hear the beginning of this, but I'm like, I want to see Trump come out as transgender so that in 2024 he can be the first female president. Because seriously, they're taking all these biological males and giving them awards for that go to females.
Well, everything else that women have won has always been males. So why not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for an NCAA college school to get I'm waiting for an NCAA school to get the best male basketball players. Say they're all transgender females and have them play basketball and dominate and win the NCAA tournament every year. Folks, there are some things, it's like that South Park where they had that transgender female that was Macho Man, oh yeah, come on, you know, and it was like so unfair, but you know, this town in Oak Grove, New Jersey, is inaugurating a cross-shaped pier Saturday to express its Christian mission, a move applauded by Christian leaders nationwide. This is awesome. I watched a video of people getting baptized in the ocean, and they had these LGBTs trying to stop the baptism, and they had police there, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't stop it. It's just, I think Christianity has always been alive in this nation. It's just now people are like, hey, can I pray for you? You know, people are coming out and standing out, and they're done. They're like, okay, I don't care anymore. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to speak my mind. And I had a good friend tell me, she's like, you know what? If you did stop the steer rallies and stuff, and you lost friends and stuff because of it, they weren't your friend. I mean, but there were nations from other countries that, like, why didn't we stand up? Trump, we know Trump won. The math doesn't add up. I mean, just like when one of the, this is probably one of my favorite quotes in the world from Joe Biden, go lick the world. I had to hear it like 3 times. Did I hear that right? I mean, did he mean go light the world? I don't know. He said lick. It was just, it's embarrassing. We got a world laughing at us, not with us, at us. When I took over in the office, gas prices were, this country was horrible, and I post that photo all the time of like $1.78 a gallon gas when. You know, it's sad. But you know what, folks? My leg, you know what's wrong with it? You know what's wrong with my right leg? Nothing. God healed it. I had some disbelief, and just like the story in the Bible, when Jesus took saliva and made mud and put it over the blind guy's eyes, and he goes, go wash it off. Did he tell the blind guy, you're healed, you can see now, my son, go? No, he gave him something to do. When my wife told me what God told her to tell me I had to do something, I could have been disobedient now. Whatever, I'm in so much pain, I'm not even going to mess with this, whatever. No, I was obedient to God and what he wanted me to do. He healed me. He healed me, and he can heal this nation. It's nice to see a woke company losing $5 billion, letting people in America know where we want this country. We don't want to have trans hookers reading to our kids. We want Kirk Cameron's. Christians. It's a Christian nation, and it's nice to see people starting to stand up and say, I'm a Christian. I don't care. I'm not backing down. You don't like me? There's the door. I don't care. It's nice to see that. We need to keep it going. It's nice to see, because this is the nation. We gotta be the light of the world. We gotta be the light to these people. I don't understand. I'm new to English. What's a pronoun? I don't care. I will pray for you. That 70-pound woman that thinks she's 550 and wants liposuction, are we going to give her liposuction, or are we going to get her help? We're going to get her help. If you have a 6-year-old or 7-year-old that I think, this lady reading a book to me the last 2 days has confused me, and I don't know what I am. I think I need pills. No, you need help. You need to be educated. You're way too young. You shouldn't, these impressionable kids should not be being indoctrinated. Me and my wife watched a movie, I think it was Saturday night, the homeschooling movie. God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. I'm telling you, we went to the Ark, and we saw this scientist, and I'm telling you what, I was almost crying. Because if he would have been there when I was a kid, I probably would have done more. He inspired me so much. He goes, God doesn't give you anything. This periodic table is not hard to understand. God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. God gave you the tools. If you learned English, you can teach English to somebody. Think about how you learned. Your parents weren't teachers. Your parents don't have a teacher. What do you think they did in the 1800s? They didn't have teaching degrees. What did you do? A lot of the teaching was done at home. You spent probably 8 months worth of income to get a Bible, and you would read the Bible every night. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into this conversation. Thank you for the people that are standing up for their beliefs. I'm a Christian and I don't back down from it. I don't care. You want to defend me? Whatever. We had a thing called a remote. It was called a dial. You would, your parents would throw a shoe at you when they wanted the channel change. Change the channel, son. Yeah, dad. 2, 3, 4. You had 12 channels. And actually, I felt, I don't know, you learned to watch what was ever on. And it was, I mean, that's why me and my wife ditched cable, and I'm so grateful because we can watch all the old shows and don't have to worry about all this programming that they tried to do and all this. But then it just baits you. I mean, I have a hard time because I'm watching this. There's a girl that does these videos, and it goes like, what was it like in the 80s? And Trink, and, you know, and he said, this one guy did this video. It's hilarious. He goes, if you want your kids to know what it was like in the 80s, take away the internet, take away their phone, take away this, have a phone on the wall. I'm glad I grew up. Okay, you went in the woods and you played and you'd go outside and you'd look for bikes. And where all the bikes were, that's where all your friends were. And from 6 years old to 15, we all played. There was no, oh, you're not my grade. It was a different era. Now it's, the NFL reminds you to get out and play 60. Get out and play 60 on my day. When you got home, you unlocked the door, you threw your bag in the side, and then you went outside and your mom had to find out where you were at 9 o'clock and get you in. Not today. But I was watching, as I move on, there was a lady in Canada that went to a couple stores, and this one store she went into, she says, I'll do it this time. They're not accepting any cash, any currency. Legal Canadian tender, they're trying to get away from money, period. And these people, like, how, I don't know, what do you mean? You don't want to have digital currency? I'm like, no. How can I buy something at a garage sale without using digital? How can I have cash in my hand? There's things I want to buy without the government knowing every single solitary penny I spend and where it goes. I don't want the government controlling my account, telling me, oh, yeah, you're not deemed essential, chink. Yeah, we saw what you put on Facebook, so we're not going to let you use your account. We're going to lock it down. They're going to put your account in jail like they do Facebook, and you're not going to have access to it. You didn't pay the electric bill? No, I can't. They seized the account. We can't use it. Well, I want to get into this. This is kind of, because this GOP presidential candidate just come out, Vivek Ramaswamy. You know, I think he's trying to capitalize on the Trump train kind of thing. Like, well, I'm not going to send aid. I think he's a rhino. I mean, like, I'm not going to send aid to Ukraine. I'm not going to do this and this and this. No, don't say that. We wouldn't even be in this situation if Trump was president. What would you do to end the situation point blank? That's the problem. There's a lot of issues going on. I mean, you may not like Trump, but where were the anti-war people saying, hey, I don't like Trump, but hey, we're out of war. He's not getting us into war. Where's the anti-war people now? Where's all the feminist outrage that men are getting awards that should go to a woman? Where are they? Where are these feminist anti-male women outraged that a biological man with a male private part is winning an award that should go to a woman? Where are they? There's a woman in prison right now serving jail time for getting young girls to Epstein Island to be raped, molested, and abused. Where's all the women wondering why no male is serving jail time for doing it? They've got a woman in there, so obviously she got women there. She she was found guilty of doing this, why isn't one woman outraged that not any men have been charged? And you don't have to be some Oprah Winfrey type celebrity. Now, she's probably at the island. I wouldn't doubt it. But what about just average, ordinary women standing up? Martin Luther King was just an average, ordinary man. He said, I want to have equality for everyone. I don't want better for blacks or better for whites or better for... I want equality for everyone. Folks, I'm going to pretend I'm Donald J. Trump today. Yes, I'm Rams Wormy, and I'm going to... You want me... No, I think they're just going to... I can see the GOP... And when I mean the GOP, the rhinos, the Democrat Party on the right that are going to try to, let me see how many, because I think they're trying to get DeSantis and Trump infighting completely so that, well, let's get DeSantis to run, because that will, I don't think if DeSantis was to run for president in 2024, he wouldn't go anywhere. People want Trump. Yeah, people will tell you, most supporters will tell you, DeSantis, you're doing a great job in Florida. Stay there. Keep it Florida. Keep it great. People have woken up to this. I mean, I can't believe how many people like, yeah, Trump's going to go down. Yeah, they've got him. He's indicted and this and that. And it's like, you know, Jim Jordan today was in a Judiciary Committee chairman meeting thing, and he was like, there's been like a couple Karens that have come out saying this guy is a repeat offender criminal in New York. Where's this DA? Why is he wasting his bleeping time, Alan Bragg's going after Trump, when we got major problems in New York? It's nice to see people coming out and saying, "No, sorry, we're done." And I love it. I love seeing the people that are waking up. It's nice to see people putting their money where their mouth is. And that's getting to be a hard thing in America, because, okay, well, it goes back to the restaurant issue I talked a long time ago. Like, if this restaurant does something that you disagree with and you're like, okay, My religious convictions, I can't, well, the parent company that owns this is this parent company, and this company owns 25 restaurant chains. Well, here's 25 chains of restaurants that I can't eat at because they're all under this one umbrella, because unless this parent company is telling them not to do it, then they're saying it's acceptable, well, then any of the chains can do it, okay? And then you might have 15, because, like, if you ever get those, they have gift cards now. If you go and you can get, like, Tommy Bahamas, and there's, like, five different companies, you can go to Red Lobster or Olive Garden and all these different places, and they're all the Darren Restaurant Group. And that's what's going to happen, okay? Like, let's say you do drink. I don't, but if you do, that's fine. You know, but here's my point. You don't want to drink Anheuser-Busch. Well, I'll drink this. Well, that's actually owned by Anheuser-Busch, so you couldn't drink Bass Beer. You couldn't drink Corona. You couldn't drink this. You can't drink that. I'm not going to drink. I don't like Coke products because I'm not going to be less white, so I want to drink this. Oh, that's made by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Oh, I guess I can't drink it now. And that's a problem. Because, like, if you really, well, I kind of like this stuff, but I can't drink this now because of, you know, instead of having individual companies, it's one giant corporation that owns them all. So that you think you're getting, I'm supporting this company. No, you're actually supporting Coca-Cola. A new poll came out that only 22% of Americans believe Joe Biden's America is heading in the right direction. I can't believe anyone thinks it's going in the right direction at all. 22% believe. I mean, are you, I mean, I'm, but then you have these people. I just want people to know my period is real, folks. It's real. I know it is. I make it up every month. But to me, it's real, and you have to comfort me. You have to hold me. No, I don't. I don't have to play your silly games because you think you're, dude, you need help. That's what you need. You need help. Just like that 550-pound, 70-pound person, you know they're not 550 pounds. You need to get them help. You're going to help that person. They're bulimic or have anorexia nervosa. You're going to help the person out. Now we want to coddle these kids. How dare you want to, yeah, they need help. I'm sorry. This generation needs help. Their spell should be going off in your head while we have like a 25%+ increase in all these people that all of a sudden don't know what they are. Why all of a sudden are kids having litter boxes in classrooms thinking they're cats? Maybe if they had a good foundation and a ground rooted in God, maybe, just maybe. I mean, what a concept. Get God back in America. Put God first. I mean, there's so much scientific backing for Jesus, it's not even funny. When you read the old script of what happened to Jesus when he was crucified, and all the things they talk about can be this would have happened medically. That would have happened. We know that now through medical science, but they wouldn't have known that back then. They would have only written down what they witnessed firsthand. As much as it's just great to see this nation turning around. It's nice to see people waking up and saying, okay, man, we're putting our money where our mouth is. Sorry, folks. Sorry, Budweiser, but we're gonna put our money where our mouth is. I mean, I heard there was in 2024, the Democratic National Convention is going to be in Chicago. And I guess there are tons of people rioting. Huh. What, Chicago, the Democratic capital of the Midwest, doesn't want to have Democrats there? Now, it's probably like when Oprah and them and Obama tried to get the Olympics in Chicago, because they had a bunch of land that they owned that they were going to get millions and millions and millions of dollars to fix up to make it look good. Because, you know, that's the only way to... Sort of like in Brazil, when those people don't have anything and they're taking and getting all this money to build all these stadiums for the World Cup. And, yeah. Can't fix that property up now, but if the Olympics are coming, yeah, as soon as they were the first ones out, like, yep, nope, sorry, folks. Yeah, that was funny. I still laugh my ass off when they were like the first ones not even considered. I'm like, yeah, sorry, folks. We were hoping to get a whole bunch of money to fix up property that we have is decrepit and falling apart. It's wow. I'm reading this thing. It says, Delaware judge overseeing a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit brought against Dominion voting machine systems against Fox News pushed the start of the trial 24 hours late Sunday. we'll see what, and some guy said, we'll see the evidence, but this one, I'd like to see dismissed. It'd be, well, wouldn't, if there's a defamation of character, wouldn't they have to prove that there was no evidence? Wouldn't they have to hand over the voting machines and prove that they cannot be connected to the internet at all, which they could? I thought that stuff was way behind, but we'll have to wait and see what. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that, because I heard there were many times where people said, okay, they went after Dominion, they said, Dominion, sue me, come after me for defamation of character, and they wouldn't do it because they'd have to show their hand and prove all these things. Hey, we said you can't connect to the internet, can you? Okay, yep, that's. So, got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Thank you so much. Wake up, folks. You don't, tomorrow's not guaranteed. Don't wait. Don't wait. And, well, you know what, Melissa? Tomorrow I'm going to get right with God. Tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't wait. You only got one life. Live it. Keep my dad in your ears. Like I tell him, I said, well, just, you need to take care of yourself because you ain't going to be around long if you don't. And just be open-minded when you get to heaven, when you get to the gates and you see Jesus, because he don't believe. And I'm like, just keep an open mind because he's real, man. God's real. Where am I at here, folks? Got about 5 minutes left. I want to get into some Premier League news, folks. See, at least the Premier League isn't as stupid as the NFL, and having Bud Light sponsor the NFL draft amid the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. Yeah, the NFL is going in the toilet. But to think that Manchester United has pretty much secured top four, and pretty much Arsenal, I don't think anyone can catch Arsenal, so they're pretty much going to win the title this year, which, good for them. Congrats. They deserve it. I mean, they're by far the best team this season. I will say that, though. They are, you know, hats off to Arsenal Fan TV and Robbie and all you guys. You guys deserve it. It's been too long. We're going on 10 years, but heck. And we're on the never-ending saga of the owners, the Glazers. Will they ever sell? No, because if they wanted $6 billion and you said, I'll give you $6 billion right now, I want to get this sale done with so we can start getting this club going in the right direction. Well, no, we can't do that because, see, if you've just offered $6 billion that we want, well, maybe someone will offer 6.2. So we're going to wait and, you know, they keep changing the like I said, I honestly can see the Glazers still having the club for sale come the start of next season. I could see us in January still, well, this is the 15th time that they've said that this is it. This is when the bids have to be, and this is the final bids. They're not accepting it, and they're just going to keep, because all they care about is profit. They don't care about the history. They don't care. They'll flush it down the toilet. They don't. The 2028 Euros? Yeah. We have the biggest stadium, holds the most fans, and they're not even considering it because it's falling apart. I'm just waiting for something to happen, and because of the neglect of the stadium, someone gets severely injured or killed. The roof's leak. I'm just waiting for there to be major problems with the roof or something, and a piece falls out, and bam. This just in, folks, 20 people killed at Old Trafford as a piece of the stadium ceiling fell in and hit football goers. I don't want that to happen, but if you neglect the stadium and you – That's all I want. Someone that wants to take over the club and wants to care about it, wants to put money into it, invest in it. Win, lose, or draw, whether we're 10th place, 15th place, or first place, that they put the club first. I would like to have it where the fans have a say, but then the fans are so divided, it's kind of hard because you'd have like, well, you know, there are people that don't have a problem with the Blazers. And there are people that go, they should have been gone a long time ago. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And I do have a lot of sympathy when I see these players that have injuries on the pitch. And I'm like, okay, I've been there. Now I can say, like, when one of the players at Manchester United had a air boot like I did, I'm like, hey, I have the same kind of boot. Because I was like, what the heck? You did what? Come on, get on the pitch. Now I know. Because there was a time I lived in fear and I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to walk. I feared walking. My wife's like, I've never seen you scared. I've never seen you not want to do something. And I had to get with God and I had to pray. And God spoke to me and he knew I had fear. And he's like, well, if you're going to trust me, I'm not just going to heal you. This is what you have to do. Do you trust me? And I did. I mean, like today I went through my last physical therapy thing. I just got a tiny little speck of scar tissue, which he thinks will heal up on its own, but I'm still going to break it up. But I'm doing phenomenal, man. Just put God first and watch him work. And with that, remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless you. Goodbye.